Previously on the Good Morning Breakfast Show.
Quickly imagine only meeting your son 40 years following his birth. Salome, good morning, welcome to OFM. That's your story. You only recently met your son, Brandon.
Yes, I did. And it was a very emotional and awesome day at the same time.
Now, why 40 years?
Okay, he was taken from me 40 years ago. He was 3 months old, and welfare came to my house. I was still very young, obviously, and they just took him, and I never saw him again. And, well, can you imagine what it felt like? You had a child, and suddenly he's just taken away from you. And then you wonder for the next 40 years, where is he? Where did he go? And is he okay? Has he been in a good family? And it was just unreal. I never thought that I would meet him at this stage of my life. It's actually really awesome because now I can get to spend a little bit more time with him than I would have been able to if I was a lot older, which is really nice. And we can get to know each other.
Well, Salome, after meeting your son for the first time in, 40 years, can you actually establish a relationship with your son? And also, what does he call you? Does he call you Mom?
Yes, he does. He does call me Mom. As far as I've learned, is his adoptive parents, his mom died when he was about 11, and his adoptive father told him when he was about 14 that he was adopted. So, as far as I can understand, is they asked him if he wanted to know who his mom was, and he said, no, not at that stage. And then, you know, I was looking for him for years. And then I also started a Facebook page, which is called Son, Where Are You? And I posted stuff on Facebook about him, you know, wanting to know if he's okay, if anybody knows about him. And the thing is, it's difficult. You know, you can't establish a genuine mother and son relationship like I have with my other children. But we can have a relationship, you know. It's, we can show him what my family unity is like, and what we are as a family, and how close we are to our kids and our grandchildren. And, you know, that's all I can show him. Is I can't really be his mom, but he does recognize me as his mom, and I really appreciate that. That is, you know, that's actually made my life complete. Is now I don't have to look for him anymore, because I know where he is, and he's turned out to be he was brought up well by his adoptive parents.
Salome Tadfert, meeting a son 40 years after his birth. Salome, what's the first thing that your son Brandon said to you when he met you for the first time, all those years later?
I can't even remember. Well, the first thing I said to him was, hello, I'm Salome. And I reached my hand out to him to greet him because, you know, I was shocked. I didn't really know what to do. And he just hugged me. Wow. And then we started talking, and he asked me, he did ask me about his dad, and I said, I'm sorry, I'm not talking about that. And I don't want to talk about it because that's a part of my life that I've closed. And we didn't talk about that again. And he just asked me about my family and, you know, how we have been. And it was just questions and wanting to know what we've been doing and how. He was shocked that he didn't know that I was looking for him for 40 years.
Well, Salome, a lot of parents are privileged enough to, well, have their kids by their side from the second they get born. But we sometimes take that for granted. And we don't always realize what a privilege that is. If you have one special message for us as parents, what would that be?
Well, to love your children. And, you know, my message for women out there that have lost a child that was given up for adoption or that was taken away from them, you know, don't give up. You know, God is great and he miracles do happen. And I believe firmly if God was not in my life, I would not have been able to find my son.
The Good Morning Breakfast Show. Met Sando Potgieter, Margaret Whitfield en Sam Levine. 6 tot 9 voormiddag op Ouer FM.